So I wanted to talk today because I just love to talk. But I wanted to talk about a question that I get asked a lot. Would you ever cheat on your husband? Know, honestly, right now, I don't know if I would or not. I've thought about it and I've fantasized about it. But I don't think that I could act on it if the right opportunity presented itself. It might be kind of hard to say no. But I guess if you're saying, you know, could you ever cheat on your husband? The answer is yes. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. This is kind of like a true confession, I guess. I did cheat on my husband pretty early on in our marriage. I setting a little background, I was only 20 years old when we got married. We eloped. Didn't have a real wedding. It was this just whirlwind romance. We got married and, you know, it was a justice of the peace and there was nobody there. It was just us. It was nothing. But anyway, shortly after our marriage, I got deployed to Germany. And the plan was that he was going to come visit. And I was going to work, I was working with a chaplain who was going to give us a really nice ceremony at one of the amazing castles in Germany. And I was so excited. So by that point, I was 21. And I was about to get my dream princess wedding thing, even though, you know, obviously there wouldn't have really been anybody there, but to get married in a castle, even if it was, you know, just like technically not, but whatever. I wanted to get married in a Cinderella castle, gosh darn it. rambling there. So I was so excited for that. But then he canceled. And he didn't come. And the day that he told me he wasn't gonna come, oh my gosh, I was pissed. I was so pissed. I was young and stupid and didn't understand the reasons like I do now. But I wanted revenge. At this point, we had known each other for about 6 months and been married for 4 of those, and then I had been deployed for 2 months. So, I mean, I had boyfriends longer at that point, and now I was married, and I was so mad. I decided that I was gonna go out. And I knew exactly what I was looking for. I wanted to get back at him for hurting me, which was not my proudest moment. But I tried to justify that I was 21 and stupid. So I went out to the bar. I went by myself. I didn't want to go with anybody else. I went by myself in a foreign country. I found like a little dive bar where I could just let loose. So I sat up at the bar and I started drinking. Vodka cranberry is, or cranberry vodka? What is it? I don't know. Cranberry juice and vodka is one of my favorite drinks. I love it. I mean, I love anything cranberries. It's Thanksgiving, that's all I eat. So I'll just like, just give me a plate of cranberries, I'm good. thinking about cranberries now, kind of hungry. Yeah, so I was up there drinking, I wasn't really like actively searching for anyone yet. It was still pretty quiet in the bar. It was kind of early. A man approached me, and he was gorgeous. Dark hair, dark eyes, tall, muscular build. So he was gorgeous. And he sat next to me, and he, ordered his drink, and he just kind of, looked at me, and I looked at him. And if you've ever like seen somebody that you're like instantly attracted to, and that first moment where your eyes meet, and it's just that whole like your whole body quivers, and you just know like, wow, like that's like the coolest. That's one of the coolest human things, that we can feel like that much like passion and attraction to another person. That is just so cool. So we made eye contact, and then we started to talk. So it turns out that he was Polish, and he did speak some English, but not very much. I speak absolutely zero Polish, so it made things challenging. I don't really speak any German either, and he spoke German very well and Polish, and then very broken English. So our conversation was pretty challenging, because we had to keep pausing to kind of think of a different word to make our conversation make sense. After our kind of drawn out, long, awkward conversation, he ended up putting his hand on my leg. At that point, I was wearing, I don't remember what top I was wearing, and I couldn't tell you what he was wearing, but I remember that I was wearing my little denim skirt. I wish I still had that skirt. It was my trademark of my early 20s. Anytime I was out, I'm like, yep, little denim skirt. That was my thing. summer, winter, fall, whatever. Denim skirt. So he put his hand on me, and we just kind of kept talking, and I scooted myself towards him, and he put his hand further up my leg. It was, like I said, that like passion and emotion and those really big feelings when you meet somebody. There's nothing like it in the world. That is, I'm getting tingly just kind of thinking about it, because that is just such an amazing feeling to have. Oh, the tingles. So we decided that we were gonna take our conversation to the bathroom. Like I said, this was kind of a little like dive bar, hole in the wall kind of place, and it was a tiny little bathroom. There was one stall, one urinal in the men's room. We really wasted no time. There was nobody in there. It was just the two of us. We went into the stall and locked the door. Immediately, I got down to my knees. I unzipped his pants. And I immediately started to give head. When I give head, I like to start, by looking around the head a little bit. It's very important to pay attention there. And then I like to run my tongue up along the base. And I've been working on being able to get deeper, but it's still a work in progress. But anyway, so I did that. I couldn't tell you how long I did it. There had been drinking, so there was some memories that are a little bit hazy, but I remember the important things. After I gave him head for however long, I stood up. He had me stand up. I was bent over the toilet. I had my hands on the seat, keeping me balanced. My back arched down and my ass sticking straight up for him. He took his fingers and he fingered me for a while. And yeah. Okay, I'm good. So he fingered me for a while until he was ready to start to fuck me. Sorry, this is like I've never like this is the only time I've ever had sex in a bathroom stall. So it's a pretty much a core memory for me. It was a defining moment of my life there. So I was bent over, hands on the bathroom stall, or on the bathroom, or, oh my gosh, my brain is just going all over the place, on the toilet seat, while he fucked me from behind. It's kind of funny, at one point I had just kind of, like, moved. I don't remember if I had to, like, catch my balance or what, but I ended up flushing the toilet, while we were in the middle of sex, which was just one of those just funny things, but yeah, we had amazing sex in there, once he was done, and I was done, I cleaned myself up, now I will say, like, when I'm having sex, I'm a very vocal person. I'm pretty passionate about it. I like to talk a lot, clearly, otherwise I probably wouldn't be here. And I probably wouldn't be a teacher either. So I was pretty loud, and you know, you mix the alcohol in there too. We were having quite the party. So once I cleaned myself up, that is when I came to the realization that we were most definitely not alone in the bathroom anymore. We were quite surrounded. There was a lot of conversation going on in that bathroom that I hadn't heard when I was that much in the zone. So I got cleaned up. I went out the stall door first. He stayed behind. And I literally had to push my way through. Now, I think that the entire male population of the bar must have been in that tiny bathroom. Yeah, so I had to push my way through. And I know that they were all listening, but I wonder how many of them were actually watching. You know, if they were climbing over each other to get a peek over the top or what. I don't know, but it was wild, and I don't think that the bar was that packed before. It was much busier when I came out. But I laugh sometimes thinking about, like, did their buddies all text each other and then tell them to come to this hole in the wall bar where nobody was, because some really loud chick was getting railed in the bathroom. I don't know. I guess I'll never know. So I guess that answers the question of could I ever cheat? Yeah, I mean, I have. Would I ever cheat now? I don't know. We'll just have to, you know, move on. And if the right opportunity ever did present itself, I guess I would have to reassess my answer to this question then. But for now, I hope you enjoyed my story.